Some folks take a second job to make ends meet. Sometimes that second job is something people are really passionate about that makes it not seem like work at all. Perhaps that's the case for Walt. Today's American Countryside is brought to you by AgriLiquid, whose goal is to prosper the farmer. That means less applied fertilizer, more food, fiber, and fuel. Learn more at agriliquid.com.
There are a ton of companies jumping on the low-salt, micronutrient, high-efficiency bandwagon. It's like they discovered something new. That's what we've been doing for over 30 years. Don't be a guinea pig. Decades of research and millions of acres have gone into developing AgriLiquid's full line of fertilizers. With all the mergers and buyouts in this industry, it's nice to know there are some things you can count on. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who we've always been. AgriLiquid, same great company, just easier to say our name. Visit agriliquid.com.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of the nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound up in the soil. Release more nutrition. Expect more results with Titan XC from Crop Protection Services. Always read and follow label directions.
Walt Coleman grew up on a farm, and agriculture is still an important part of his life.
I'm the fifth generation of my family that's been in the dairy business in Arkansas, and so obviously when I was growing up, we lived right next door to the plant. Our house was right next door, and we did the processing of the product there.
They had 200 head of cattle and hogs as well. Today, he's the controller for Highland Dairy in Little Rock, Arkansas. He has served as the president and general manager, but he's cut back a bit because of his other job.
When I graduated from college and went into working at the dairy, I wanted something to try to stay involved in athletics. And so I decided to officiate. So I started officiating football, junior high.
But what once was just a pastime began growing into a career.
Eventually worked my way all the way up to major college football and got asked to be in the NFL. And this will be my 28th season as an official in the National Football League.
A lot has changed since the time Walt first became an NFL referee, including the process of reaching that highest level of the sport.
Back when I was interested, you had to actually apply to the NFL, ask for an application, and they'd send you an application and so forth. Now, with the scouting and the knowledge and so forth, it's kind of like a player. They know who all the officials are. They know who's working the major college football games. They have the contacts, and so basically now they ask you.
It's an interesting role, going from dairy processor to NFL ref each fall weekend. More about Walt's unique job next time as we travel the countryside. In Little Rock, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McRae.